Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Friday, September 11th, 2020.
Bitcoin's trading flat at about 1% at 10,364. Ethereum's up about 4% to 371. And one of the big movers today, which we'll also be talking about, is Zcash, which is up 7.5% to 6367.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right. First, let's start with some news. The SushiSwap developer returns 38,000 Ethereum, or about $14 million, to the project's treasury.
The drama continues. We'll keep it short. The high level is, look, everyone knows the drama that's been happening. SushiSwap governance has been transferred over to the FTX founder, so all that's fine. I would say the main theory on the internet right now is that the people figured out who Chef Nami was. There was sort of a hint of that the SushiSwap website was registered at the exact same obscure San Francisco-based hosting company as another project in the DeFi or crypto space. People tracked that back to someone that they thought was the founder. We won't say who that is. You can probably find it online. But the theory is that basically he got outed, and so he's returning the money to just kind of like appease everybody and not put his life in danger, I guess. I don't know. So that's the drama. I guess it's good that it's maybe over? Question mark.
I don't know. Do you think that how will this affect the price of Sushi's token?
DeFi governance token price is based on trust in the company. I think I would be shocked. Just as Yam has had trouble kind of fully recovering, I think that Sushi will have a lot of trouble fully recovering as well.
All right, next, the Ethereum Foundation gave away $3.8 million in grants to 28 companies and research as part of their Q2 allocation.
Yeah, there was some really cool stuff they invested in. The big theme that I saw from looking through all their investments was ZK Snarks, or zero knowledge proof type investments. So this is a newer area of research. I mean, you compare it to like crypto in general is based on RSA, public key cryptography, and elliptical public key, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, RSA goes back to the 70s. That is old. That is relatively old tech. Zero knowledge proofs are this. It's something we very rarely talk about, but they are really, really cool. The main coin in the overall space to use them is Zcash. So Zcash, when you send a transaction, you can basically create a zero knowledge proof transaction. So you can create a particular address that when you receive coins to it, when I go to spend those coins, think about it this way. When I look on the blockchain, you don't see a from address. The way the transaction is crafted, it's a mathematical mechanism to prove that I have control over the amount of coins without actually attesting to who I am. It's really clever math. Like, if you ever get into it, go and read some of the papers on Zcash and on zero knowledge proofs in general. The idea is that if you can construct a circuit to essentially like a binary logic circuit to handle a particular problem, you can convert that into a mechanism to do it with zero knowledge, where you give it an input and it gives you the output. It essentially lets you do math on encrypted data in some ways. It's a really good way to think about it. So a lot of the stuff they were doing was around zero knowledge. The one I wanted to call out that we thought was really, really important for DeFi was a project they invested in called Peekabook, which is doing looking at doing zero knowledge proof for market books. So for market pairs. So everything we've seen so far, when you look at Uniswap, you look at Balancer, the way they're doing is they have an automatic market maker, which uses a formula based on supply and demand to essentially figure out what the price should be and then pivot their book around that price. There has not been a traditional market put onto an exchange, a traditional bid-ask market put onto a DEX, because it's not easy to do in a way that is fair. It can be very, when you have a smart contract and you can't quickly, I mean, essentially the issue with having a smart contract for a DEX that has market makers is that you can't very quickly respond to changes. And so this, the idea basically being able to post an order to a market book that has zero knowledge, that it's, my order is there, there is a amount that I'm willing to pay for, but I don't tell you what that amount is really powerful. There's some really cool ways. So I see this being something that would be used for DeFi in the not too distant future. There's a couple other interesting things around ZKs. Obviously, you know, this is, Vitalik has been writing about this. This is something that he's passionate about. So it doesn't surprise me that Ethereum Foundation is putting money towards it. But more security, more privacy in light of everything happening in the world right now is a pretty obvious direction for this. So it made a lot of sense that they were putting money towards that.
All right, great. Well, excited to see how those projects turn out. All right, next, Crypto.com is the latest to jump into the DeFi space with a Uniswap-based exchange following a similar move from Binance. And according to Crypto.com's white paper, which it published today, DeFi Swap is a fork of the popular Uniswap DEX.
Yeah, another day, another clone. I don't know. This is to me, it's a non-story. Like you don't get, maybe they'll get a few users from pushing people over from either their, you know, from their app or something like that. But I, you know, look at people, the innovation is important in this stuff. Cloning Uniswap, even though it's working out particularly well for Sushi, but cloning Uniswap is not long-term validation for anything. It's not long-term ideation. So I don't know. This is another me too, not particularly interesting.
Got it. All right. A new Swiss law provides solid grounds for blockchain and crypto companies to get better legal clarity in Switzerland.
Yeah, I thought this was really interesting. It might not matter to most people. The way America has essentially treated crypto is that they've grandfathered crypto in under all of the regulations that they have and then added a little bit of regulatory guidance. So you think about AML, KYC, like anti-money laundering laws and KYC, know your customer laws, basically anti-corruption, anti-money laundering laws that apply to banks. The U.S. Congress has more or less just said that all those laws apply to crypto, period, end of story. We don't need to write laws in particular for crypto. So to that extent, the IRS hasn't really done anything. IRS has published two or three different papers that basically lay out how certain, you know, tax rules apply to crypto. So there are so many questions, but there's no new legislation. This is kind of the same thing. I mean, the Switzerland up to this point has had a lot. They have a very regulated banking industry. And so they had more or less been relying on existing legislation. But in this case, they actually did a full legislative pass that had, there was blockchain in the title, went through, itemized all of the different things, added more clarity, added specific KYC, AML, particulars that were specific to blockchain, because blockchain obviously has different KYC mechanisms and other technology. And so it's cool. I mean, it's good seeing, of course, Switzerland's the one because they actually care about this stuff and they want to be on the forefront. So it's good seeing countries actually move on this.
Great. Okay, quickly, there was another kind of DeFi exit scam, or so people are saying, about $20 million from a mining pool. Which one was it? YFDEXF.finance.
It just sounds like something you shouldn't be investing in. Like, dude. At the end of the day, double check what you're investing in. Look at the code. Look at if it's forked off of something else. Listen to people online. If it seems reasonable. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. The same advice has existed for crypto, exists for DeFi, exists for Nigerian print scams, exists for Beanie Babies and tulips and everything else. Do your research. Be careful. And if yeah. I keep on wanting to make fun of Sushi. Like if someone named Chef Nami asks you for money, don't give it to them. But
I don't know. He seems like a very reasonable guy.
Unless you do, and then he gives it back, and everything works out fine in the end.
I guess. But of course, this is just opinions and not investment advice. All right. Last quickly, let's touch on a Russian blockchain voting system showed up on GitHub. I guess the Russian government keeps betting on blockchain for elections.
Yeah. So I'm obviously deep in, I'm a technical guy, I'm an engineer, all this sort of stuff. Go and Google XKCD blockchain voting comic. It talks about it's the best comic ever. Essentially, the more I believe in blockchain for a lot of things, but the more I've gotten into election security and how we should be running elections securely in this country, I want us to go the exact, like this shouldn't be on, excuse me, this stuff should not be on blockchain or on computers. There should be physical, like, stone tablets that you put your vote into that go into a giant warehouse somewhere for counting later on. We are not to a point. It is so hard to get this stuff right. You look at YAM, the first week of YAM running and how they mess it up. It is so hard to get this stuff right that I don't trust any of it as a practitioner in this space who deeply believes in it. So, all more power to the Russians. That's great. They're very questionably legitimate elections probably won't matter if it's on blockchain or not. But for countries with, functioning democracies that actually really do count their votes, let's stick to chisel and stone for the time being.
All right. Well, that does it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily. You can check us out on Twitter at the DeFi Daily or online at DeFiDaily.com. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.